Let's be direct about what this Alibaba story actually is. Alibaba has announced it will bar all staff from using Claude Code, Anthropic's AI coding assistant, effective July 10th. The stated reason is an alleged backdoor in the tool that Alibaba claims secretly flagged users with China-linked accounts or network signatures. Anthropic, for its part, has countered with accusations that Alibaba engaged in large-scale theft of its model weights. So we have two simultaneous allegations, espionage running in both directions.
The technical details of the alleged backdoor are murky, and I want to be precise here because the term backdoor gets thrown around carelessly. What Alibaba's security team appears to have identified, based on reporting from the Next Web, is telemetry behavior that they believe was sending metadata about users to Anthropic servers in ways not disclosed in the terms of service. Whether that constitutes a backdoor in the classical sense, meaning unauthorized remote access or simply undisclosed data collection, is a critical legal and technical distinction. The former is potential espionage. The latter is aggressive user monitoring, which is bad but different.
Anthropic's counterclaim about model theft is also significant. If Alibaba's engineers or affiliated researchers were systematically extracting Claude's model weights, essentially reverse engineering the neural network parameters through repeated queries, that would be intellectual property theft on a scale that could be worth billions of dollars. Model weights represent years of training compute. OpenAI and others have litigated similar issues, but this is the first time we're seeing it play out as a bilateral corporate espionage allegation between an American AI lab and a Chinese technology giant.
The timing matters enormously. This ban is happening days before the Ankara-NATO summit, where the U.S.-China technology competition will be at least an undercurrent, if not an explicit agenda item. The Chinese government has been encouraging domestic technology companies to reduce dependence on American AI tools for over 2 years. Alibaba, banning Claude Code publicly, framing it as a security decision rather than a political one, gives Beijing's broader technology decoupling narrative a corporate face.
There's also a competitive angle worth examining. Alibaba has its own large language models, particularly the Qwen series, which have been competitive on several benchmarks. The framing of this story isn't just security theater if it also conveniently accelerates the adoption of Qwen over Claude within Alibaba's engineering workforce. You don't need a conspiracy theory to notice that the company banning a competitor's tool has a financial interest in doing so.
Correct. And this gets at a deeper structural issue. The AI tooling market, the coding assistants, the API infrastructure, the developer platforms, is increasingly bifurcating along US-China lines the same way hardware supply chains did after 2018. Marcus, when Huawei lost access to US chips, it didn't collapse, it adapted. The question now is whether Anthropic and other American AI labs will face similar market exclusion in China, just as that market is scaling aggressively in developer adoption.
And the irony for listeners who know the context, this podcast is produced with Claude Code as a core part of our production infrastructure. We're not going to pretend that's not relevant. We'll have more to say about that in the closing segment. But suffice it to say, this story is not abstract to us.
The broader AI competitive landscape intersects here with another development today. Meta's superintelligence chief, Alexander Wang, told employees that their forthcoming Watermelon model, yes, that's actually the internal codename, uses 10 times the compute of its predecessor and is matching OpenAI's GPT 5.5 on major benchmarks. If accurate, that means the AI race has three genuine competitors at the frontier: OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta. Google's Gemini and Alibaba's Qwen occupy the next tier. This is not a two-horse race anymore.
Wang's claim also has to be viewed through the lens of internal motivation. Telling employees their work is competitive with the market leader is good for morale and retention. It's not the same as an independent third-party evaluation. That said, Meta has the compute budget and the talent to make this credible. They've been on a hiring spree from every major AI lab for 18 months.
And we should mention the 11 Labs story briefly here, since it fits the AI industry landscape. The voice synthesis company is reportedly exploring a $22 billion valuation in an employee share sale. Listeners who use AI-generated audio and you're hearing AI-generated voices right now, understand why 11 Labs commands that kind of valuation. Voice AI is becoming embedded infrastructure in everything from customer service to podcasting. A $22 billion private valuation suggests the market sees this as a durable platform business, not a feature.